All right, Rabosai, good evening, good evening. Let us begin. So we're going to continue tonight, Emirat Hashem, in the Tal Lechaim, in the Chalban's work, titled Hakitsu Verananu. And again, just to continue a little bit where we left off from last week, so the Chalban introduced us to this incredible Yisod of the Panimius and the Chitzonius. And remember, what was so unique about this piece is how the Rebbe really defines Chitzonius and Pnimius in such a dramatically different way than perhaps we would have thought beforehand. So remember again, just a very quick review, and of course, especially Ashkach to Maishi for the challenge. I think Maishi, this is... I was going to say, I think you volunteered for 1 week, and I think this is the fourth week, right?
I'll
good, Baruch Hashem. All right, so I'll say, so the Chalban spoke about the idea of the Pnimius and the Chitzonius, and he spoke about the Yesod that interestingly enough, that the Chitzonius, each of us has two identities. There is myself, the identity I have as an individual, so my personality, my persona, even my own spiritual identity. And then there is the identity that we have as being part of the whole, that I am a member of Klal Yisrael. And remember again, the Chalban gave the mushal, like you have limbs of the body and the body. So I have an arm. So an arm has an independent identity, it's an arm. But the truth is, our arm also has an identity as a limb or a part of the body. So the Chalban explained that often we put all the emphasis on the chitzonius, the external, the individual identity. But in reality, the true essence of who and what we are is the pnimius. The true essence of a Jew, the true identity of a Jew, is not defined in my own personal individual persona, but rather, again, it's in my personality as being part of the whole. Just like the arm is really, you know, if you have an amputated arm, there's no purpose in that arm. It doesn't serve any type of utilitarian purpose. The arm is only fully served or only fully actualized when it's part of the body. So to the Yid, says the Chalban, his true essence comes out when he's part, is in his identity as part of the Klal. So the Chalban called that, that's called the Pnimius. The real identity, the true essence of my identity is in being a chelik, in being a piece of Klal Yisrael. So let's pick up. We started last week with the Sod HaGolus, which is page Lamed Aleph. Let's pick up with that again. So the Chalban says as follows. V'hine, Abba says, I'm sorry?
Who is the Chalban?
You didn't listen to last week's share? I sent the link. You were busy. The Chalban was one of the great Mekubalim in Eretz Yisrael, Harav Chaim Cohen. So he was one of the great Mekubalim in Eretz Yisrael. He's called the Chalban because he was a dairy worker. He worked in the Tenuva factory. He was the Tzadik Nistar, clean-shaven guy, you know, wore a cap, you know, but he was one of the great Mekubalim of contemporary times. So his Torah is recorded in a series of Sfarim called Tala Lechaim. As he has on Chumash, this Hakitsu Rananu is one of his one of the newer Sfarim that were put out. So, what's it? Good, Chaim, caught up.
But I knew it was for the other.
Oh, it's for the Mamish. You're like the guy at the Shabbos table who purposely spills the wine. That's incredible. Wow, Mamish. No, he passed away. He passed away not long ago. Not long ago, right? A couple of years ago.
Everybody knew. The milkman.
The milkman. Yeah. You can see. It's quite... Really incredible. And he was part of this chevra. He's part of this chevra of these great mikubalim that all just looked like ordinary people, but were some of the greatest tzaddikim, some of the greatest tzaddikim of our generation. So, and his Torah, you'll see again, and his Torah is just, there's something different about it. You'll see. So, Sod HaGolus. V'hine, Golus Yisrael Me'artzam Yisodam Yisrael. So the Chalban says that the Golus, when we are exiled from Eretz Yisrael, that is the equivalent of death. Now, what does that mean? So what we're going to see over here is that he's going to go ahead and draw a lot from the vision of the Atzamas Hayeveshos from Yechezkel. So we're going to see again, this is the famous vision of the dry bones that come back to life. See, he says there was something amazing. He says, "K'mavor bechazon Atzamas Hayeveshos, shagolus hi beis akvaris." Golos is like a cemetery. V'chein omrim mechachamim, we'll define what that means. Nim shalat zion lemesa, shenemar b'machashakim hoshivani kimesei olam. So says the Chalban, what's Misa? What's death? We read this last week. HaMisa, hi perut haguf hashalim l'resisim. Death is a fracturing of a whole into pieces, right? When I'm alive, so I have a body, I have a soul, right? And my body, my soul, they're one entity. A person dies, there's a fracture. The body goes into pieces. Now there's my body. My body stays in the earth. My soul goes up to shine. And then the body itself disintegrates over time. And says the Chalban, something, he says, what's galus? What's galus? Galus is when there is a breakdown of the panemius, and all Klal Yisrael has is the chitzonius, which means what? Essentially, the only time that we are truly a united nation, right? The only time that Klal Yisrael is as one organism, one body, is when we're all in Eretz Yisrael together. The whole tragedy of galus is not simply the displacement from a geographic location. The whole tragedy of galus is the fact that I no longer have my panemius. We're not all attached. We're not all attached. We're splintered. And therefore, says the Chalban, Nosarnu rak b'sod achitzonim. In galus, you don't have your panemius, which is your identity as part of the whole. In galus, all you have is chitzonius. And what does chitzonius mean? My individual identity. So right, so in galus, I could become a very holy individual. I could actualize my sense of self. But says the Chalban, that's chitzonius. That's the external part of me. But my panemius, which is my identity as a chilek, as a part of the whole, that cannot be actualized in galus. He goes on. He says, "Mashmos shel klal Yisrael he matzav bo no sarnu rak b'zod chitzonios shuchayim shakol adam levado." So galus is every person kind of lives on his own. The person kishuv lo hayinu guf echad ela ivarim merusakim. We're no longer one body, rather we're just independent limbs. Ta'im nifradim zemizeh ba'abos ruchos ha'shamayim. Remember, cells, right? Just like the body is made up of cells. Each cell has an identity, but the cell itself is only meaningful when it combines together with all the other cells to become part of the body. So ultimately, again, when we're in galus, so the organism, the body is broken up, there are still individual cells. Do the individual cells, right? Do the limbs have importance? Yes. Yes, they do. Individual importance. Tarim Nifradim says, Kedirei HaGra B'Likutim Shesof Bi'ur L'Sifra Ditznius Sof Zal HaShono. So he quotes an amazing Gra. But say, listen to the power of these words. V'ein Itanu Yodea Adma Ad Ya'ara Aleinu Ruach Mimaron. Says the Gra, we have no idea when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send his spirit, his Ruach, from above. From the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it's almost like we've had the wind knocked out of us. Our crown has been knocked off of us. Look how the Grud describes the Jew in diaspora. I'm a body without a soul. I'm a body without a soul. And ultimately, again, going out of Eretz Yisrael, being dispersed, being exiled, is ultimately like going to the grave. So these are very strong words. V'harima misaveves aleinu, ve'in biyadinu lahatzel min ha'ovdei kochav ma'ochlim bisareinu. And just like when a person dies, the corpse is devoured by all kinds of things that are in the earth. Here in Galus, we're devoured by our Gentile enemies, and there is nothing to save us. U'mikomakom. Hayu chaburos v'yeshivos gedolos, but yet there were great yeshivas even in exile. Ad shenirkav habasar v'atzamos nivsiru pizar achar pizar. But you know, over time, when the body is in pieces, the body decomposes. Right? In other words, think about this just in the mushal of death. That ultimately, again, once the soul and the body are separated, the body will remain intact for a little while. But after a certain amount of time, the body itself begins to decompose. So the Gruz describing that the Jew in Galus, the body in Galus, begins to decompose. But nevertheless, Mikomakom, Adain Hayuhat Samos Kayamos, the bones were still left intact. Shehin Tamidi Chachamim Shebi Yisrael Ma'amidi Haguf. The bones remained intact. Who are the bones? The bones are the Tamidei Chachamim, the Torah scholars of Am Yisrael. They're the ones, just like the bones, the skeleton, is what holds the body up. So Tamidei Chachamim are here as well. Ad shenirkvu ha'atzamos velo nishar ela tarvad rekev me'itanu v'na'asa afar. But at a certain point in time, sometimes the bones themselves decompose. And the bones turn to dust. Shacha la'afar nafshenu. And sometimes that's how we feel as well, says the Gra. That we feel reduced to dust. V'anachnu mekavim ato L'tchias hamesim. Hisnari me afarkumi v'yara ruach nimara malinu. Such beautiful words. The Gra says, what we need now more than anything is tchias hamesim. Tchias hamesim. Rabbi said, but what kind of tchias hamesim is the Gra referring to over here? He's referring to the tchias hamesim of Klal Yisrael. That when we're in exile, I can actualize my chitzonius, but I can't actualize my panemius. I can cultivate an individual sense of self, but I cannot be part of the whole. The whole is disjointed and disconnected. And when the whole is disjointed and disconnected, it begins to decay. That's what happens. So says the Gra, we're sitting here in Golos and we're waiting for a Tchias HaMesim. But the Tchias HaMesim the Gra is referring to over here is a bringing back to Eretz Yisrael, a rejoining of the body into one, and a regeneration of the body. Zoe, ha'esporerus shebegolos. V'hineg, al kinosra begolos avodas Hashem, rak besod ha'chitzonius, sod tikun atzmo bilvad. So therefore again, what does the Chaban say? In Golos, it's such a fascinating thing to see. In Golos, he posits there's no panemius. There's no panemius. It's only chitzonius. In Golos, you could perfect your personal identity. You could perfect that. But in Golos, you cannot perfect your panemius. You cannot perfect your relationship to Am Yisrael. That could, he posits, that could only be done in Eretz Yisrael. So to take on the Atzmo Bilbad. You could fix yourself. Ki bizmana Golos. Because we'll say, remember, what the Chalban is saying is a very simple Yisrael. It's the Gra saying the same exact thing, which is the ability of Am Yisrael to be a one is a function of being in Eretz Yisrael. Because, the Gemara has a discussion about... I'm sorry?
Just being in Eretz Yisrael or in the Geula?
No, it doesn't. We're going to see it doesn't have to be the Geula. In other words, this doesn't require messianic redemption. Oh, no. This requires Am Yisrael being in Eretz Yisrael. Am Yisrael being in Eretz Yisrael.
Even a portion of them or
Rome? No, I was going to mention that there's a whole discussion in general. First Shachter Shlita has a piece on this where he discusses that it could very well be that the definition of Am Yisrael are only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone else is a Jew, but being a member of the Am only exists in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Individual Jews exist. I think he quoted a Gemara on this. I have to go back and take a look. Right? Individual Jews exist in the Gola, but Am Yisrael only exists within Eretz Yisrael itself. So he goes on, he says as follows, V'chol tfisa sachayim is basasa abichina chitzonius. Lachush atzmo ki yeshus li atzmo hatzo edes el goralaha ishi. So to be clear, is there an avoda in Golos? Absolutely. What's the avoda in Golos? Perfect myself. That's the goal, to perfect myself, to work on myself. Ba'olam hazeh uba'olam haba. Lefichach, avodas Hashem hismakda betikun shal kol nitzutz li atzmo bilvad. So again, he's restating the same idea. That what can you work on in Golos? What you have the ability to work on Golos is self-perfection. And unfortunately, again, this is part of the curse of Golos. We live in such a different time. And the truth is, in previous generations, the real Nisayon was Golos. In our generation, the Nisayon is to remember that we're in Golos, right? It's such amazing what one or two generations, what a difference the experience of the Jew in the diaspora is. It's so dramatic. You think about this now, even with the rise of anti-Semitism, right? And there really is a significant and scary rise in anti-Semitism, and not like far out places. You're talking about New York. Are you talking about again? It's wild. But yet it's interesting that I think for many of us, okay, we see it's a problem, but this is home. This is home. It's just our challenge is it's Golos. We have to remind ourselves it's Golos. It's fundamentally Golos. It's not as it should be. And we have to live with that reality and that knowledge and that understanding each and every day. So the Chalban says that...
When did he write this? Did he write this after 1948?
Yeah, this is much. He's going to refer to the Medina in just a moment. Yeah, this is contemporary. This is, when did he write this? This is recent. Tufshin Ayin Dalid. Right? So again, that could be when it was Rem. It might have been delivered earlier, but it's contemporary. He goes on. He says, there's no pnimius in Galus. The only time a Yid could have pnimius, meaning an identity as part of the whole, is when Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. Kimamar Azor al Apasuk. Look at the raya. Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Who is like Yisrael Goy Echad, a singular nation, Ba'aretz? And writes the Zohar, Lo Ikrun Echad Ela Ba'aretz. The only time we're Echad, the only time Klal Yisrael is a nation, a unified nation, is ultimately again when we are in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we'll say. So now just keep the parts in mind. Right? So we have Chitzonius and Panemius. We now have the Chaban telling us that ultimately, again, Golos itself, the tragedy of Golos is the inability to access the Panemius. All I can access is the Chitzonius. All I can do in Golos ultimately is work on my own individual identity, but there is no identity to the Klal that is really to be cultivated in Golos. That identity, that connection to the collective, to Am Yisrael, ultimately only exists in Israel. And I will say now, again, you know, to kind of temper these words a little bit, you understand, of course, that it doesn't mean in Chutz Laaretz I can't create a connection to something bigger than myself. We know you can. You could be part of a kehila. You could be part of a chabura. You could be part of a community. There are ways to become part of something bigger than yourself. But that's a chelik of Klal Yisrael, not all of Klal Yisrael. The ability to connect with all of Klal Yisrael, what he calls the panemius, only in Eretz Yisrael. So we'll say, now watch this. Page Lamed Gimel, his next section. Hageula ha-panemius ha-Torah. Excuse me. Hageula u-panemius ha-Torah. So he says as follows: Vihine, no de pamim ein sefor bizar obesifrei panemius. Listen to this. So he says it's many times in Zohar and in other works of Chassidus panemius shela asid lavo tiskala Torah panemius b'chol ora v'toke from Roma Musa. In now the asid lavo bepashlus means the Messianic era when Mashiach comes, what he calls the Torah's panemius, the inner dimensions of Torah, will be fully revealed, b'chol ora, with their complete light, and with their full grandeur and glory. Uba, yetsu Yisrael min ha-galos berachamim rabim. And ultimately, again, that's how we will go ahead and leave Galus. So we'll say, this is an interesting idea, that it sounds like over here from what he's writing, is that first there'll be this Torah Sapanimius. We'll define what that means in just a moment. First there'll be a Torah Sapanimius, and then as a result of the Torah Sapanimius, ultimately, again, Geula comes from that. So what does this mean? Ubeir inyon zeh, no'utz mamish b'masha anu medabrim. So the Chaban says, this is literally rooted in what we're talking about. Watch this. Kisot pinimies ha-Torah, hitoras ha-shchina. So it's like, he mentioned this in the beginning of the Sefer, but let's kind of peel back the layers a little bit. Right? So remember again, the way we're defining pinimies is how we define pinimies. Pinimies represents the part of me that's a part of Klal Yisrael. Right, so it's my identity, but it's my identity as part of a whole, not my identity as an individual. And remember again, the Chalban said in the beginning of the Sefer that ability to connect with Klal Yisrael, that part of me that's a part of Klal Yisrael, is also directly intertwined with the Shechina. So says the Chalban something amazing. He says, "What's the Pnimius HaTorah?" Right, so it's interesting. What he's highlighting over here is a fascinating Yisrael, which is just like I as an individual have two parts to me. My chitzonius, my personal identity, and my pnimius, my Klal Yisrael identity. In Torah itself, there are two parts. There's a chitzonius part of Torah, and there's a pnimius part of Torah. Two separate things. He says, pnimius of Torah, hu Torah sashchina. It's beautiful. What's the pnimius? What's the inner part of Torah? That's the Torah of the Shechina. What does that mean? V'hainu shehi eina Torah hamedaberes rak l'nitzutz u'l'neshama bodedes el Torah hamedaberes el haguf kulo soda Shechina. So this is incredible. There's an element of Torah, says the Chalban, that is only accessible and only understandable when you're part of the whole. It doesn't speak to the individual. It only speaks to the person who is a member of the collective. V'hiba l'sartet u'lahadrich es haneshamos b'sod avodas hapanimios. She avodasam kita ve'ever b'shchina ve'lo avodasam b'pratios levada b'sod tikkun atzma. So we'll say this is so incredibly beautiful. See, this all goes with the idea of that Torah, Am Yisrael, Kudsho Brichu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chad, He, all one entity. So what the Chabad is positing is as follows, is if at the end of the day, I have two dimensions to myself, my Chitzonius and my Panemius, my Chitzonius being my individual identity, my Panemius being my identity as part of the whole, there's two parts to Torah also. There's a Chitzonius of Torah, and there's a Panemius of Torah. What's the Chitzonius of Torah? What's the Chitzonius of Torah? I'll say, what is that? What is that? That's the part of Torah that allows me to build myself, right? So again, that's so much of Torah is all about that. That right? It's Torah is the greatest self-help book, right? Torah is the greatest self-help guide, self-improvement guide. That's the entire Torah is about. Except now the Chalban says, by the way, there's another dimension of Torah. That's called the Torah of the Panemius. And the Torah of the Panemius is a dimension of Torah that is only accessible when you are part of the whole. If you're part of the whole, there's elements of Torah that are revealed to you. I don't mean like hocus pocus, you know, heebie-jeebie stuff, like mystical. I mean, like, he's just saying that there's a level of knowledge. There's a plane of understanding that's only accessible to a person when they are part of Klal Yisrael. So I want to point something out, very important. You know, anyone who's ever had the schus to go be in Eretz Yisrael, and if you learn in Eretz Yisrael, your learning in Eretz Yisrael is different than your learning in Galus. It just is. It just is. Okay, so at first maybe you could say maybe you're more inspired. That might be part of it. Where does that inspiration come from? So what the Chalban says is because, again, even when you're in Eretz Yisrael, by definition, you're closer to the Klal than you are when you're in Galus, which means that there is a dynamic of Torah that is accessible to you when you're part of the, when you connect with your own Panemius, meaning that you are part of the Klal, part of the whole, you are able to connect with the Panemius, the inner dimension of Torah as well. And the Chabad says, and again, this is very esoteric, we're going to drill down as to what this means. He says, El Torah medaberes al aguf kulo. When you access your Panemius as a result of being part of the Klal, you're able to go ahead and access a level of Torah that speaks to the body in its entirety. So da shechina, that connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ba l'sartet u'lahadrich es haneshamos b'sod avodas ha'panimius. And this level of Torah teaches you how to find your Panemius. She avodasam kita ve'ever b'shechina. Because that is our job as a cell or as a limb of the shechina. V'lo avodasam b'pratios levada. Besod tikkun atzmo. So we'll say, right now, we don't really know what the Chaban's talking about. Right? In other words, that we understand what he's describing, but I don't actually understand what. So what's this Torah? Right? What's the difference between Chitzonius Torah and Panemius Torah? So on a basic level, I know definitionally what's different. Chitzonius Torah helps me become a better person. Panemius Torah somehow connects me to Klal Yisrael and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are those two levels? How do they work? We'll see. V'ze omak, mashinoda tamid. Listen to this. He says, this is the depth of that which we always know. B'chol pina b'pnima satora, sod l'shem yichud kudsha brichu u'shchinte. So I'll say this is quite beautiful. So for those of us who say, l'shem yichuds, right, before you do a mitzvah, right, l'shem yichud kudsha brichu u'shchinte b'dechil rechimu, which literally means what? L'shem yichud kudsha brichu, for the oneness of your name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'shchinte. Why do we say that before mitzvahs? Well, what is that? So, of course, on a basic level, why do we say it? Those who say, why do you say it? Hachana, right? It's just a wonderful way, really just a wonderful way to focus oneself. Instead of jumping into the mitzvah, just 10 seconds of preparation before you go ahead and whatever the mitzvah might be. Tefillin, kiddush, good. But look what the Chaban says. He says, L'chavim kol ma'asav l'tikun ha'shchina v'lo li'atzmo ha'nifrad. See, I will say, the Chaban says something beautiful. He says, you know what L'shem Yichud is for? L'shem Yichud is not just simply a way to ready myself for Kavanah. L'shem Yichud is me saying, you know, Ribbono Shel Olam, I know right now probably I'm going to access Torah on a Chitzonius level. But you know what I really yearn for? I yearn to access Torah on the Panemius level. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Brichu U'Shchinte. What I want to really do is learn Torah in a way that connects me to you, or do the mitzvah in a way that connects me to you. What I'm really looking for in life is my panemius. See, Rabbi Yossi, the great paradigm shift we have to have when learning this sefer is often we think that like the pinnacle of accomplishment is self-improvement, which I always thought was true until you learn the sefer, and then you realize self-accomplishment or self-improvement, self-actualization is an incredibly important step, but it's actually the external shell of holiness and spirituality. The real essence of ruchnius, of spiritual growth, comes not by my own personal development, but comes in my connection to the klal, which ultimately results in a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is facilitated through a connection to Eretz Yisrael. He goes on, he says, V'haynu, shu'inyon shalavod gidola, lavod misoch pnimios hanshama, she'ino nefredes me'ashchino me'am Yisrael, ela mamish ovedes es avodas am Yisrael kulo. Mitzad chalka. Shabbo said, that's what I'm saying. When I say l'shem yichud, I'm saying Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to do my mitzvos in a way that not just lead to self-improvement or self-actualization. That's great. But I want to connect with you. And how do I connect with you? When I am part of the whole of Klal Yisrael. When I access my panemius. He goes on, he says, Ela mamish ovedes es avodas am Yisrael kulo. Mitzad chalka. Just like a limb or a cell that operates on behalf of the entire body. So watch this. Last paragraph of Bosei on page Lamed Gimel. Says the Chalban. V'zohi. Zohi madregas hachayim shel hageula. This is the madrega of geula. What does it mean to live in geula? So Bosei, in the previous chapter, or in the previous section, the Chaban spoke about galus. What's galus? In one word, what's galus? Death. Right? Not a physical death, but ultimately, again, just like death, the essence of death is a splitting of the parts. That which is whole is fractured into pieces. Person dies, the neshama is fractured away from the body. Galus is a fracturing of me from the collective. Now all I have is my own personal identity, not a part of the collective. So what's geula? Everybody say, what's geula? He says, "B'sheves Yisrael alad maso b'shleimus." We'll say, "What's geula?" Geula is when Klal Yisrael sits together, right, dwells together in Eretz Yisrael in a sense of completion. V'hi amiduberes b'pnimiyas haTorah, b'sod avodas hashchina, v'lo avodas hatoim k'shem b'feirut. And I will say, the whole yisod of galus is the body is put together. The arm, right, the arm is significant now because it's attached to the body. And when the body is intact, so ultimately the klal is intact, there's an attachment to the shechina. And the Torah that I'm able to learn in that state is of a different level. The ikar ha-geula teluya b'nekuda zu. V'haynu, shenoshuv lachios madrega zu, v'hu atzmo inyan masha ha-geula teluya b'sefer ha-zohar, o b'gilui sisrei Torah. So also here he says something very interesting. Because if you remember again, if you go back to the first line, towards the first line on this page, he's quoting from the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh. And in the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, he suggests that ultimately, again, the way to bring Geula is to delve into the Torah HaPanimis. Delve into the deeper levels of Torah. Because embedded in the deeper levels, in the Panimis of Torah is what? Is what? Is the Shekhinah. And when you delve into the panemius of Torah, a person is able to taste a little bit of their own panemius as well. And somehow accessing that panemius, my panemius, through panemius HaTorah, ultimately brings the geula. And I will say, it's hard to put together exactly what it is that he's saying, because it's not immediately clear what the panemius HaTorah is that he's referring to here. So we'll get into that. It also seems a little bit circular, because on one hand, it sounds like, how do you access panemius HaTorah? How do you access that? How do you access it? Right? In geula, right? In other words, that's accessed when I'm part of the whole in Eretz Yisrael. But then it sounds like in order to get geula, I have to access that. So we'll deal with that, what appears to be a little bit of circular logic as well.
Why was it necessary to have it to set up this way? Why couldn't you serve Hashem individually? Why did it have to come through a tzibur, through a klal, through Eretz Yisrael? Why? Why did Hashem have to set it up in this fashion? Why wouldn't it have been suffice to just have set it up, each person in his own way, to serve Hashem?
Why does it depend on the collective?
Right, why?
Right, so, I think the simple answer to that is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us that there is a much greater power in the collective than there is as a yachid, right? As a yachid, you could only reach here, right? As a member of the klal, you could get up here. I mean, that's, remember, this is a foundational tenet in everything we do. This is the concept of a minyan, the concept of tefillah betzibor, the concept of berov amhadras melech, the concept of zchus avos, is all this idea that as an individual, as an island, I can do whatever I can do. But my yecholes kind of like taps out at a certain level. Or for most of it, taps out at a certain level. But I'm able to embed myself. I'm part of the collective. So suddenly, again, I have all of these other strengths that I can draw on. Now, you can still tell me why HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that way. I don't know. You know, that's a shaila like in the fabric of the Bria. But there's no shaila. There's no shaila is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly orchestrated that he doesn't want a group of individuals. He wants a collective. So that's why, again, you see this, by the way. Why is it that a davar shebekedusha, Nechaim Yael, can ask even simpler. Why can't I just say kedusha in my own Shemona Esrei? Why do I need a minion? Right? I was like, well, why? I can't. And a person saying kaddish for a parent. I need nine other people. I'm the child mourning my parents. I need nine other people. So it's an incredible yisod, right? Which is your question. Which is a good question. Kaddish Baruch Hu saying elamai. You want to say kaddish, kaddish, kaddish. You can't do that by yourself. As you're on your own, there's only so much you could do. You need the collective in order to reach your full potential. Again, it doesn't answer the why. I don't know why Kaddish Baruch Hu made it that way, but that's clearly the way that it's set up. Did I do ask more? Good. There's one more piece. Good. So we'll say. So let's take a look. Let's at least begin. We have another minute. So I'll just show you. We'll begin the next piece over here. We'll say, and this is really beautiful. He writes over here, Shnei Shalabe HaGeula, which means that ultimately, again, there are two parts of Geula. So we'll say. So now we have Pnimius Chitzonius, right? We have Pnimius Chitzonius. We now understand what Geulus is, and we now understand what Geula is. Now, the tricky part for us is going to be, how do you bring about Geula? So remember again, the Chaban is giving, it sounds like a little bit contradictory. On one hand, it sounds like Pnimius brings about Geula, but on the other hand, it sounds like real Pnimius can't be accessed without Geula. So look what he writes. He says, V'inash pakad Hashem asamo. So here, Abhura, this is what you were mentioning. So the Chaban says, V'inash Hashem pakad asamo, ubenisim miniflos tatsumim hashiban ala artzinu. So here the Chaban says it. Baruch Hashem, we are living in times of Geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered his people. He has brought us back to Eretz Yisrael. Li'achar galus mora v'kosha. U'baruch Hashem, asher gavar chasdo aleinu, shehotzi'inu mimaves l'chaim. But say, literally again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given, and I just want to point out something. This has nothing to do with whether or not you say halal on Yom HaAtzmaut, right? This is just an objective fact. An objective fact. Am Yisrael is back in Eretz Yisrael. And we have the riboniot. We have the control, right? We have the mastery over even you think about for a moment, even Har HaBayis, right? As much as you can't really do much on Har HaBayis, it's still under Jewish autonomy. Right? At the end of the day, it's our soldiers who go ahead and patrol, our policemen who patrol Har HaBayis. You know, so the Chabad is saying over here, we're back. Look what it writes over here. You know what's even amazing? What's amazing is how Eretz Yisrael gives its fruit in such a generous way to its children who have come home. Such a beautiful essay. You know, I'll mention to you that I shared this in the shul that when we were in Eretz Yisrael last time, we had the great zuchus to be able to, we partnered through Karen Ashias in the shul with a farmer, Alon Gottlieb, in the south of Eretz Yisrael. So we went to visit his farms all the way down in the south. This was like about a mile from Gaza. And it's amazing. He had an esrog orchard, clementines, and the avocados. And he took us through the esrog orchards. And I've never seen esrogim so big. I've never seen anything. I mean, this was year six esrogim. Never seen anything so big. And he said to me, he's like, and the mangoes and the clementines. He said, this is Eretz Yisrael. The land is putting stuff out in an unparalleled way. So the Chaban says, that's Geula. That's Geula. The fact that we're back in Eretz Yisrael, and the fact that at the end of the day, the land is putting out its produce to us. In other words, you know what? We're going to stop over here. And Emir Tashem will pick up. I'm supposed to say, there's no shir for the next 2 weeks. Next two Thursdays, I'm not going to be here. But Emir Tashem will continue January 19th. 20 seconds. 20. Good. So right now, we're going to continue January 20th, Emir Tashem. All right, so no shit next 2 weeks. Maybe we'll form a WhatsApp group. I haven't been part of a new WhatsApp group for like 3 minutes. You know, it's, all right, they're not. Yeah, it is. You know, it's all right. Good. It also goes out on the Shulim. I'll put on the Dafyomi WhatsApp. Shkar Chavosai. Myriv in Shul forever.